Hi there, welcome back to Regina Soren audio series. This is a short one, guys. It's not very long. I want to go ahead and give you a place that you can contact me. Contact me at sorenregina@gmail.com. That's sorenregina@gmail.com. Easy enough, right? Easy peasy. I do receive a lot of emails, by the way. The number is growing, guys. I had to filter through like a couple of hundred the other day, yeah. And the top podcast for this week, since it's ending, is Deserted for Better or Worse. If you haven't had a chance to listen to that, please go check it out. It's about abusing and being abusive to someone when they are older and cannot do for themselves. Even if they're younger, you throw them in a nursing home or you mistreat them while they are in your care. Please go listen to that. Deserted for Better or Worse. I hear some very horrific stories, I tell ya. I want to talk about me speaking different languages now. I'm going to name this podcast Watch Out, I Speak Your Language. Watch Out, I Speak Your Language. That's the name of this podcast. The other day, I went to Verizon to have my phone checked, my cell phone checked. And the girl, she was so sweet. Young lady was so nice. She was really nice. Great customer service that particular day, you know. So I don't have any complaints there. So we were talking about my phone and the different plans and the different options. And, you know, I had her do some things, you know, for me to add different things on my phone. Anyways, while I was doing stuff on my end, you know, taking care of some stuff on the other side, her phone, her actual personal phone would ring. And then she went into, at that point, from speaking English to me, she went into her language, which I'm assuming is Spanish. She went from English to Spanish, just like that. And she was talking. She said some things in English, but she said most of them to the person on the other phone in Spanish. I thought to myself, should I reveal to her that I speak several languages and that there are languages that I may not speak fluently, but I understand every word when you speak them? That's a gift from God, but I also studied for many, many years. So I understand Spanish as if I speak Spanish. I speak broken Spanish. The languages that I speak fluently is Farsi, which is Iranian, Arabic. I speak German, a little bit of German, broken German, but I speak it. I can understand if a German guy is in front of me right now talking, I would know exactly what he's saying if he's speaking in the German language. Russian. I speak a bit of Russian because I have a friend who's a critic, a good friend of mine, and a very close friend of mine, Andrei Dotslovic. That's his name. Let's say it real fast. Andrei Dotslovic. And he's from Russia, and he's one of my dear friends. And most of the times when he called me, I speak with him in the Russian language. So I also speak several other languages, a little Vietnamese, a little bit. So when I go into these stores, these beauty stores, people are speaking their language. I'm thinking, God, I know exactly what you're saying. Oh, my God. And sometimes I want to just say it. And sometimes I do say it, you know, so they can know when you see me coming, you better speak English or you better watch what you say. But back to the Verizon situation, the young lady was really marvelous as for its customer service. So she was speaking perfect English, perfect. And then again, when her phone rang, I guess it was her boyfriend or somebody, she went into the Spanish language. And boy, oh boy, did I hear an earful. They were arguing left and right. And she was telling them in Spanish that you know, I have a customer. And I mean, she carried on for like 3 or 4 minutes on that conversation with her boyfriend, I'm assuming, or husband or whatever. And I'm just standing there like I'm busy and I'm listening. I've been in a company of people who speak Spanish and I'm thinking to myself, I don't know sometimes if I want to warn them that I understand your language perfectly or if I just sometimes let them talk so I can see what they're saying. Being nosy, not fair, but hey, whatever. Anyways, I heard so much. And then when she got off the phone, and again, she spoke some English too while she was on the phone with that person. So that person obviously understands English and Spanish. So when she got off the phone with that individual, I decided, and this is one of the first times that I was upfront about what I speak. When she got off the phone, I said, wow, I'm sorry you're having so much trouble at home. And she was speaking English. And then I started speaking a little Spanish. And she looked at me almost like she dropped what she had in her hands. I then proceeded to tell her that Spanish is one of the languages that I can understand perfectly. If someone starts speaking Spanish, I understand what you're saying. So I let her know all the different languages that I speak. I let her know that I speak those languages fluently. This is not a Babbel thing. This is not to throw shade at Babbel. Babbel is great. But I studied for years different languages. And God has blessed me to understand other languages by knowing how to speak other languages fluently. When I said that to her, I think she could have dropped through the floor if it was a hole in the ground. She looked at me like, oh my gosh, she just heard everything I said. And what she was saying to her boyfriend, I don't want to say this, but what she was saying to her boyfriend that she's going to have him locked up if he don't bring her car back. And I said, I started saying, boy, he got your car. That's really sad, you know. And she looked, and then I told her that I understand Spanish very well. I understand when you're speaking in the Spanish language. I've walked up on people and they were speaking English and then suddenly they started speaking Spanish. I've been in stores where people are speaking perfect English, then they start speaking in their language when they're trying to talk to one another or they on the phone with somebody. So sometimes I like to be cute and just bust them up, which is not cool, but sometimes I do that just to let them know, be careful when you speak in your language, when you speak in another language and then you start speaking your language in the face of someone who speaks, say, English. Be careful, because you don't know what that other person speak. And God has truly blessed me. I studied for years. This wasn't like an overnight thing. Farsi, for instance, which is Iranian language, my favorite star singer, Reza Yazdani, is from Iran. And so to talk to him, to interview him, to have conversations with his doctor, I needed to know how to speak the language. His doctor speak perfect English. And of course, the other language. I don't want to go into that. But I'm just telling you, I wanted to learn other languages because of him. Yeah, very, very, very much wanted to. So God has blessed me. I started in 2012 studying. It took me to like roughly 2016 to master all those different languages. And I studied, I mean like 3, 4, 5 times a week, putting hours into it, along with all of my other things in my life. So I speak these languages fluently. Any job I go on, I put that down there. They may ignore it, but at one job I was at, they needed someone who spoke a certain language and they was stuck in a position because the guy didn't speak perfect English, his wife didn't speak no English, and who did they call on? Me. So, I'm just saying, guys, if you ever come into that kind of situation, oh my God, I'm starting to get, one lady said, I speak in Farsi. Cool, thanks for that message. But if you ever come into contact with someone speaking all these different languages, they should be aware. If you're one of those people that speak another language and then you speak English and you're working behind a counter or whatever, be careful. Just be freaking careful because you don't know what that other person speaks or knows. So yeah, tell that young lady every single thing that she said in Spanish. I said it in English. And I promise you, she could drop through the floor. So people out there, if you speak other languages, be careful. You don't know who you're in contact with. If you're speaking English when they are away from you, and then they come up to you and you start speaking your language to your coworker or your person on the phone, just be careful. Because you can run into a me, voila, Gina, Ginger, that knows all these different languages. And I'm not bragging. I'm very thankful. It's not a bragging thing. I'm very thankful to the Lord that He allowed me to study for many, many years to learn different languages. Yeah. This podcast has done 11 minutes, but I thought it was very, very appropriate. I've gotten a few messages just come through. So if you hear any noises in the background, that's messages trying to come through at the time. I'm Regina Swarn. Again, you can contact me at swarnregina@gmail.com. Have a wonderful weekend, guys. I'm sorry.